Hello, it's Rich Wolf from the board of Great America on the floor. It's February 5th, 2230 Greenwich Mean Time, 10:30 in the evening, Greenwich Mean Time, and position is on the Northern Hemisphere. Finally, we crossed the equator this afternoon, late this afternoon. Very slow going all day today, certainly the last few hours. And with the wind actually going to the north just as we were finally closing in on the equator, I thought we might not actually make it. So anyway, we did finally get across and in the Northern Hemisphere now, and then North Atlantic Ocean rather than the South Atlantic, and that's good. I remember musing when we headed south across the equator earlier in the race, what adventures and challenges we would encounter as before we would cross that line again going north. And so certainly a lot happened. 78 days in the southern hemisphere before finally getting back into our own home waters this afternoon. And that was for us, and many others had the same thing, many challenges in the south. Certainly two of the guys that I've been in touch with along the way, Eric Bellion and Alan Rura, had to change out rudders in the southern hemisphere. Pretty traumatic, pretty amazing that they're able to do that. So anyway, we're just poking along here now, not even to the doldrums yet. The systems have shifted quite a bit just in the last 24 hours. Mostly driven by the Azores High, much further north, moving itself and reducing the pressure on the trade winds that are down here. And so the beginning of the trade winds is moderated, and it's also moved to the north. The ITCZ, the Intertropical Convergence Zone, has been moved by the NOAA folks on their weather maps 1 degree further north, so we have to actually go another 60 miles even get there before we start bashing it out with the doldrums, the true doldrums, and the pote au noir, as the French say. So we're going to be here for a while. We're poking along now at about 3 knots, and that's a lot better than we were doing for a while, though, I will say. So anyway, we're headed north, and hopefully the systems will eventually sort themselves out and we'll get going. The northeast trades are supposed to be very, very strong, and they will be strong, but we have these trades have come across the equator from the South Atlantic and are what's dominating the area now, dominating the org, because there's only 3 knots of wind, so not exactly dominating in the typical sense. So my 14th time across the equator, 13 times under sail, and once aboard New Zealand Pacific after the capsize and rescue at Cape Horn in 1990. So that's a goodly number, and included the other clipper route voyages that we did, San Francisco, Boston, New York to Melbourne, and then Hong Kong to New York. And so mixtures there of voyages, deliveries, and so forth, and crossing the equator back and forth. So that's it for today. Great American Floor, off and clear.